And we will reconvene the County Commission following our lunch break. First order of business is the Taney County Financial Statement with Donna Neely, the County Clerk. Donna?
Gentlemen, thank you. You should each have a copy of the financial statement before you. The balance of 1-1-2010 is taken from the prior financial statement. The receipts and disbursements and ultimate balance obtained from the auditor's office. The sewer fund information was obtained from Susie Braden in the sewer department. The judicial bond information was gathered from the auditor's office. Of course, we do not have a levy, so that is set at zero. The delinquent tax information is brought to me by Sheila Wyatt, so that information is also there. Mr. Paulson asked that I change the ending language slightly from the statute, but it still includes everything I believe the statute requires, so that wording has been changed slightly. And it's for your review, and then I will publish in the newspaper as required by law.
So you just need to put it in the minutes, sprinkle it with the minutes. Is that what we need to do?
Actually, the commission has to approve it, and they have to sign it. Because if you'll read down there, there's an oath that includes each of your names as well as mine.
And what I would do is when we get ready is a recommendation to accept the financial statement as presented by the county clerk. Donna, can I have you come up here for just a second? I'm just going to show you one thing that you might... Dan, yes. Dan or Jim, could you answer for me? And if not, maybe Rick. And if not, then I will pursue. I'm curious, the length of time on the judicial bonds till those are paid out.
Remember how many years that was?
I'd have to go into the 17 years. Yeah, I think 17 years I have to get to the
That would be 17 from the date of origin? Okay.
That was 14 or 15.
Does the sales tax that was tied to the payment of the bonds, is it in fact tied to the payment of the bond, or is it a tax that is not sunsetted? What?
Yeah, it actually had it in the language that it was for the judicial bonds.
Okay.
But I can get you a copy of that language if you'd like it.
I would appreciate that. And then I'll start a file regarding that. That is, as I am looking, the total debt of General County Revenue are those judicial bonds. Correct, Donna?
Sorry, what?
Total debt, sewer funds and judicial bonds.
Well, the total debt... For general county revenue would be the judicial bonds. The sewer would be tagged against the sewer district. Is that correct?
I understand it goes against our ability to obtain bonds, and I think that's why we list it here. I believe that was the explanation that I'd heard in the past.
Repeat that again. I didn't get you.
I believe the sewer bond... as well as the judicial bond apply against our ability
to bond yourself.
And I'm curious, for those of you who have been here a bit, as to why that would be if the sewer district is an autonomous political subdivision. And it may be because it's tied to the sales tax that's a county, but I don't know the answer to the question. Yes, sir.
It's possible that we have to sign off on, since their money is coming from us, when they get a DNR revolving fund loan or something like that, they're not pledging, well, they are pledging their resources from user fees and that sort of thing. They're also pledging the sales tax money and we're signing off on it probably is what I would guess.
I would think that the commission would have to approve any bond purchase because it has to run through us, and therefore that's why it's reflected here.
Well, also help me understand, it says Series 2004C.
That's actually the title that's on the actual bond language.
Is it tied to the state revolving fund? Okay, all right. Thank you. Gentlemen, I would entertain a motion to accept the financial statement as submitted by Donna Neely for the year 2010.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
I'll bring you a clean
motion has been made and seconded to approve the 2010 financial statement as submitted by Donna Neely, the county clerk. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Thank you, Donna.
You're welcome.
Sheriff's transfer. Jim?
I put that on there for Jim. You want to go ahead with it?
You want me to go ahead with it?
Yeah.
This has to do with the transfer of ownership of the drug dog that we have. We're, with the budget cuts and everything, the expense that the dog has, we feel that we need to do away with it. Our proposal is that the with the age of the dog, it's getting to the age that really transferring the ownership of a dog to someone else that's not a handler of it would be really useless. And dog, if we can transfer it to the handler now, the ownership to the handler, then the dog will still be in our area. The schools, if they want to contract with the handler, they can still have use of the dog and stuff through that. The dog was purchased through donations. It was not purchased through any tax money. It was all through private donations. And the county has just been keeping up on the maintenance of it.
How long ago was that, Jimmy?
I've been sitting here trying to think.
The dog qualifies for 80 and out. If you're
I
want to say 6 years, but I'm not sure if that's right. 5 or 6 years, something like that.
Okay.
Time gets away from me pretty easy. But we have quite an expense with the dog, with the vet bills, the food. Then we have to pay the handler 1 hour per day, 7 days a week, to maintain the dog. That's federal law.
So your thought is to pass the dog on to the handler that has been taking care of the dog?
Yes, he's been trained with it.
And yet he would have the ability to utilize the dog if called upon?
Yes.
Privately, you said?
Yes.
And he's willing to do that? And
yes.
I guess you could even contract with him if you needed it.
If we needed to, yes.
Purpose or something, yeah. Do we need an emotion for it?
I don't have any contract. Is there any contract? Or how do you want to handle that? I'm fine with it if you're just looking for agreement.
Well, yeah, it's actually considered county property, I would say, at this point. So just the transfer of the ownership.
I would entertain a motion
authorizing
the sheriff to transfer the ownership of the dog as per his suggestion.
Does
that make sense?
Yeah, I was going to ask Rick a question. Go ahead. I'll make that. That'll be my motion.
And I'll second it.
Rick, I mean, value-wise, is there any value of the dog on the books? Okay, then I'm fine. I knew from an accounting perspective, we can't do it from different assets because we have value on it, but for the well-being of the animal, because it makes sense that the owner... Right. Okay. That's all questions, sir.
Motion has been made and second to allow the sheriff to transfer the ownership of the dog to its existing or current handler, which I commend both you and the handler for. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carried unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, sir. Looks like all we have left till 2 o'clock is...
Rick, that's not an item that is listed on our existing inventory. No. Okay. I didn't think so.
Our inventory is only required for this. Those items are $1,000 or more.
We never did that?
Yeah. And so I have never carried this on our inventory.
Okay.
It would have probably been different if we had bought the dog for them, but it was strictly paid for through donations.
While you guys are talking about that, the vehicle they have out there, I have had numerous calls on wanting to purchase that vehicle.
Which vehicle?
The one that we did not get sold at our auction.
Do you want to do a seal bid deal on it? Put it in the paper and put a seal bid on it?
I was told by someone the other day that we had several other vehicles that would be coming available.
I know there's two vehicles in the sheriff's department. He'd mentioned that he was a transfer sheriff transfer vehicle he was going to sell. We probably need to go ahead and get a new list.
I would say it might be a real good idea just to have an auction move those out. I just know that there's several people interested in that vehicle out there because I've had, well, the second bidder came to me and offered to buy it. The price was there, and I've had two other people that said they'd pay what we got bid on it.
So do you want to send an email out and double check? What do you want to do, Rick?
What do you want me to do? If you want me to find out what we've got, I can do that.
Why don't we just have, is that right with you guys? Just have Rick do some soliciting of other elected officials and see if there's other vehicles. And if there's enough, we may do another auction. Or we just may do sealed bids or something. Or
I'll do that.
That'd be great if you would.
The cost of an auction versus sealed bids is probably quite a little bit. Unless they've got other items to sell.
Mm. Right.
Sealed bids at a certain time.
I know that the stove and the freezer, Renee's going to talk to you about the stove and the freezer.
Okay, that already.
The old jail stove and freezer that's in the kitchen, she wants to clear it out and sell them on Craigslist or something or whatever we want to do. So.
I think as long as you offer it to the public anyway, if
any method.
The statutes can indicate that it should be offered to the public.
Okay.
Guys, the next item that we have on the agenda is work session. So we do have time if we want to spend that in the course of the next 45 minutes on personnel policy, meeting process, and courthouse policy, and agenda proposal if we are of a like mind to do so.
I wouldn't mind trying to get the agenda and the meeting process knocked down if we could, just because that would be one less thing. And I think we've made some headway. Of course, I've left my notes upstairs, but that's all right. Oh, at 1:30, we did post, we are going to rediscuss board appointments. There's a few we can, at 1:30. We can pause at 1:30, take care of those, and continue on if it's all right with you. And then the other item, before we jump into that, sir, if I can, we all received an email from Mike Zimmerman letting us know about the Tiger 3 grant that's available out there. Didn't know if that's something we wanted to post just to have a discussion about.
I apologize. Would you restate that?
Sure. We all received an email back on February 10th from Mike Zimmerman, actually February 2nd, telling us about the Tiger 3 grant that's coming out. We've gone through number one, number two, and there's number three, evidently going to come out around June. It would probably behoove us, if we're going to have any discussion or interest in applying for those, to go ahead and start the process now. So my question is, do we want to post a discussion with Mike Zimmerman regarding that sometime in March.
I think we should. Let me ask, is a priority on that the three laning of Highway 160?
There's one of them is. That's one he specifically listed, yes. But there were some other ones. We originally did Fall Creek Road intersection on 165 as a state highway. That was our Tiger II application. We also talked about East-West Corridor intersection because we had all the drawings done ready with all that. We could easily submit applications. But my question specifically is, if we want to post it sometime in March, we've got plenty of time just for 30 minutes to have a discussion with Mr. Zimmerman and Great River. What's your thoughts?
Mr. Zimmerman's not with Great River.
No, but...
But both of them be here? Is that what you're
yes, referring? Yes, because in Tiger 2 and Tiger 1, they both had... They represented different projects on our grant applications.
I think it's all right.
Pick a time.
All right, well, it'll be in the future. I just wanted to make sure I knocked that out because it was an email to us asking for actions.
So. Bob, under how we're posted... Within meeting process, courthouse policy, and agenda proposal, could we discuss TIF law and collections as being part of our policy? Is it currently?
It's not a part of our policy manual or anything like that. Well, I mean, we could discuss that as... It's policy, but it would be preferable to post it separately.
Well, I think we need to have a discussion with the auditor, and I know he's actively engaged now.
And he wants me to research a specific issue regarding TIFs as well.
That 1%, I think we have to wait for your legal opinion before we start posting.
I've got two or three things I need to do, and that's one of them. So.
Well, he had two areas of discussion. Has he talked with you about both?
He and I have been talking about the administrative fee and whether that's included in the display.
Right.
That's what he's asked me about.
The other portion of that is if there's a business that is within Taney County currently and it moves into a TIF, do they bring that established base with them that they had? They don't start at zero. And I think that we have something there that we really need to take a hard look at because, say it's a Walmart that's located outside and moves within, it had a base that was established. You don't consider it, or I wouldn't at least, a new business. But some do. I think that's a biggie. So,
I wasn't aware of that issue, but I'll look at that one as well.
So when the time, it might mean a big difference on the monies that we pay out.
Oh, that would make a huge difference.
Yes, sir.
That would make a huge difference. That would be I'm sure that would be a litigated issue. But it's well worth looking at.
Well, you know where I'm coming from.
I know exactly.
If a base has been established. Mm-hmm. Let's look at the... agenda, guys.
Okay. What particular part of the agenda, sir?
Well, I'm sorry, my eyes got focused on another item here.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we talked about the other day.
There was a list of things we talked about. Have you already got them? You got them listed here. One was
No, I'm pulling all
nightly out. Meetings. Night meetings, either quarterly or semi annually. Another was public comment forums in different towns or locations. Is that what you want to talk about, or you want to talk about our Monday morning agenda type?
Well, if we want to talk about agenda, and how the agenda looks. Right now, we've got two agendas for the same day. One's a morning session or a session up to a certain point, and then there's a second agenda that follows. Do we want to continue that tradition, or do we want to just have one agenda for the entire day?
One agenda. I hadn't figured out why we did two, and it's very confusing to an average citizen who's not familiar, and then obviously...
I have a number of people that ask me, say, and they get one or the other.
Right. And the question is, we call that one a public... is it a public meeting or a public hearing? What do we call that? Are they all meetings?
They're all meetings. They're not hearings. Hearings are a different animal, something specific.
Okay. Well, I wasn't sure why we were trying to do... why we did two... a Monday, 9 a.m., and then...
Why don't we have just a break in our as we leave our recess there, and then just go ahead and continue on with the agenda items below that.
Now, we're going to throw a bunch of things out here, but I would like to see us get more specific on timelines.
For example, look here, we show on the shortened version new and old business, and we've got one thing. There's a ton of new or old business that we do later in the
it's
day.
It's contradictory. It's contradictory.
And again, no, that's how you say it. The number one thing that people have, contradictory.
Thank you. That's the word I was using. Gosh, starting to sound like...
It don't mesh. Is that what you mean?
Starting to sound like...
Ask a question. Why do you put new business or old business or any of that on there? If you've got to list a specific agenda item, what difference does it make whether it's new or old?
That's probably what we're saying.
In defense of the ladies that put this together, this is how they were told to put it together. They are desperately seeking direction from us because we keep talking about making the changes, and we really do need to make them, and we need to be consistent after that occurs. Now, and if we want to hang on to new and old, then we ought to separate them. What is new and what currently is pending business or old business, or do away with that title altogether. But I think that if there is a point, obviously we're going to open the same way: prayer, pledge of allegiance, approval of prior meeting minutes. And then we're taking care of in-house business, whether there's accounts payable or journal entries, et cetera, which should stay the same. But then immediately, look, we jump into our first.
Well, I think we easily do away with that extra sheet without a doubt. And I don't see the – and we could drop new and old business because that's – that.
I don't mind separating what's morning.
Okay.
And what's afternoon by time, but the...
Right.
I mean, we could very well go right down through here and just schedule lunch,
right,
break, or a recess up above. Jan, do you find this...
confusing?
The regular agendas that go out.
You don't get it?
I don't find it confusing.
Okay.
She won't anymore.
Well, I don't see why we need it. It's double work in the staff. There's no reason to do two separate forms.
Let's go to one form. Is that all right now?
Yeah.
Try that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we could easily integrate on the first meeting those things right there on the first meeting, if it's Monday, if it's Tuesday, whatever, but...
then everything else on the following day is
what
you're
saying.
And then I
would like to put that at a specific time during the day. Move public comment to a specific time of the day.
Dan, I know you thought 1 o'clock last week. I really feel 2 or 3, but
Well, my main deal is to get county business done through the day instead of having, not that we're not, the public doesn't have a comment time. If we're going to do quarterly or nightly meetings with public comment and talk about it, I want to get county business done. So many times we run into public comment that draws the day out to where it pushes other items. And I don't want that. I want to do county business, and then we can have a public comment time. And we could
have it at 8 o'clock in the morning too. I mean, it doesn't matter, but I know what you're saying, because I mean, one of the complaints I have got is when we usually have new business, it's when someone wants to speak. Like today was board appointments. When we have visitors in, they have to wait through all the public comment, which sometimes is not. They necessarily want to hear that, but they got to be here anyway because of
they're all scheduled at the same time.
So they've asked, can we move it to the end of the meeting, just so that they can get in, get out, and get to their appointments.
Why don't we consider a block of time in the morning to take care of traditional business? Now, I'm just talking about the Monday, right. Traditional Monday meeting, because every other day will be, as you said, handled differently. But and then immediately begin our appointments that have been accepted by the commission before and after lunch, and then schedule the time for if, in fact, we're going to take public comment. And I think that's what I heard you say, Dan, because we are talking about other things, so we really should talk about all of them in concert. If we're going to host evening meetings, do we want to take public comments then? Are we going to have public hearings in the evenings? Are we going to have a regular commission meeting in the evenings? Are we going to have floating commission meetings, meaning have one at City of Branson, for example, have one in Bradleyville?
Those are all things to be considered. I just, we get caught up in, and it hadn't been as much lately as it used to be. We'd sit in and start in on our agenda, and we'd have somebody here for some county business. And we'd have four or five people step up, and maybe they might even come back to the microphone because we had input from the commission. And then the people that come over for county business, they're pushed to the back. And I just don't like that. I mean, we're looking to improve it, aren't we? I mean, that's the reason we're having this discussion. And I would rather set public comment at the end of a business section to where we didn't.
So that might be a floating time, is what you're saying, based upon how much business we have?
It could be, if you wanted to be consistent with it. I don't know that public comment can be a consistent agenda item at a certain time on the agenda. If people know that they're coming in and they have a certain item listed and they go through our request form and everything, I don't want them to be held up for 30 minutes on subjects that are addressed to the county commission that we don't even reply on. I want them to be able to conduct their county business and go on about their daily lives and their everyday business.
What I'd like to see, or have you all consider, is in the morning when we call the meeting to order, these things that we do traditionally, let's block off a period of time for them, 15 minutes, 10 minutes. It doesn't take that long for the invocation, the Pledge of Allegiance, to approve prior minutes, accounts payable, journal entries, or transfers. I would think 10 minutes would be plenty of time. Do you all agree?
Mm-hmm.
So we can establish call to order at 9 a.m. At 9:10, my comment would be we should take our first appointment. And let's give our appointments a set period of time. 20 minutes?
Well, is that based off the agenda request?
Based off the agenda request.
So, I mean, if we're asking on the agenda request form that we implemented, do you want 15? I mean, we specifically ask them how much time they were requesting, because at that point, we can cut them off and say, you only asked for 15, we gave you 15, we've got to, you know, because we've had people say, I didn't need 15-minute time, and an hour later, we're still, you know. So, I mean, I'd like, that's why we're trying to get to a little more
I can do
precise
that.
For everybody.
I feel that we can hold them to the time, so I'm not a bit afraid in that.
That's fine with me. I think that that's the reason I went along with you on the agenda request as far as the way it was wrote up.
I also believe that before we insert the words may go into executive session per whatever sections, that should be forthcoming from council. So if Ron Houseman feels we need to go into executive session and tells the girls, they shouldn't put it on there unless council suggests
and
saying.
Bob and I had that discussion upstairs. I think Nikki was there too, and we reiterated the same thing. Unless there's specifics, we shouldn't leave it open-ended like that.
You mean a title beside may go into executive?
Well, like this morning, we had administrative departmental functions, work session, personnel policy, meeting process, and courthouse policy. And it says may go into executive session. Well, we had given that instruction to Nikki weeks ago.
Some time ago, yeah.
Right, and we had never changed, told her to stop that. Well, I had nothing specific on my list. I don't think either one of you. So we really don't need to post that may go into executive because we really didn't have anything.
Unless one of you believes that it's actually going to go into executive,
we don't need to post it.
Put it on there.
Right.
You don't know for sure whether you are until you actually vote to go in, so that's why you have to say may. But unless one of you thinks you are, you shouldn't even put that little label on the bottom.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
And what you were saying is need to review it with me to make sure we can before we put it through. Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that every step of the way we're in compliance with the Sunshine Law. And if ever in a meeting you hear me start to step out, Bob, I will not be offended if you tell me so.
Thank you.
Well, I think that's pretty simple. We'll start with 10 minutes for call to order items. We'll immediately go into the agendized items based upon how much time not only was requested but was granted, and I think that we need to do that on our Friday morning
everything
approvals for right. The agenda.
I'm going to ask you, gentlemen, if we can be in 15-minute increments that way on this schedule, that way, because that's how we have our agenda form. Not, you know, you say call to order at 9:10, let's just say 9:15.
9:15.
That way it keeps it pretty even. For
so you're anticipating that all our requests are going to be for 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that sounds good.
And I think if we kept it, if that's how we kept it, then it helps our scheduling also.
Okay. Who do we have at 1:30?
We had delayed or postponed our board appointments.
Let's go back to them.
Okay. I was upstairs working through the details here, and so let me kind of tell you what I've found out so far. We've been requested by Eddie Coxey to address planning and zoning vacancies. They are both two-year. We have two vacancies. There are four-year terms.
Are they terms that began at the first of the year?
Well,
or are they terms that were in the
middle
of?
I left upstairs. I'm going to have to. Don't know. Let me send a note real fast. I messed up by not having that.
Do we have? I've got that booklet, but I guess I left it up there with
no,
her.
No, it's.
You know, one of the things while you're doing that, I've had some comments and I've had some emails from current members sitting on various appointed boards saying, "I sure want to be reappointed." And I found that they are in the middle of their appointments, of their terms.
Right.
So if it's a four-year term, they might only be 2 years in. Perhaps we need to, since we're going to be sending a letter out to some board members, send a letter out to all board members informing them of when their term expires. Because some people think they have to be reappointed every year, and they don't have to be. Just a clarification, I think, would be smart.
Well, I'm getting the answers on the expiration of these terms here, but we have two townships we need to appoint to, Jasper and Beaver. Those are the two positions.
Okay.
We have one applicant in the Beaver Township. His name is Randall Cummings, if you want to review. Okay. And then we have two applicants from the Jasper Township, a David Stewart and a John Derby. And these locations have been verified, so we know that they live in those townships. These terms would expire 12/31/2015. Okay? They're a...
make sure that's right.
That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense.
Well...
that's 5 years.
Unless you're saying 1/1/2015.
I think it's 4 years if it started January 1st of this year.
All of 11, all of 12, all of 13, all of 14, all of 15. So we... let me go up and look at the book if you don't mind, guys. I think we're filling terms for the end of this year. 12/31/15 is all of 15.
Stand in recess for 5 minutes.
Yeah, let me do that real fast. Let me open the book. Sorry, guys.
It's all right.